From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Authorities in Belgium say two men, apparently part of a terror cell, were killed. Another individual has been arrested after a shootout today. Belgian officials say the gun battle took place during an anti-terror operation in the eastern city of Verrières. The town's magistrate, Eric van der Sip, who spoke with reporters via a translator, says the group posed a clear threat.
The investigation made it possible to determine that the group was about to carry out major terrorist attacks in Belgium imminently.
According to Belgian authorities, the suspects opened fire on security forces. The raid reported to be part of an investigation into extremists returning from Syria. There were various other raids also carried out in Belgium today. Authorities say the groups do not appear to be linked to last week's terror attacks in France. French police are seeking a man they think drove one of the parachuters to a kosher supermarket where he took hostages and later died. As NPR's Dina Temple Raston explains, police say they believe they know who provided at least some of the guns used in last week's attacks.
NPR has confirmed that French police have been looking for an accomplice in the kosher supermarket attack in Paris last week. They say a man dropped Amedi Coulibaly off at the store before driving away. Coulibaly killed four hostages and eventually died there in a police shootout. The supermarket siege was part of a number of attacks across Paris that began with the shooting of editors and cartoonists at the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. The suspects in that case, Sharif and Saeed Kouachi, were killed in a firefight with police near Charles de Gaulle Airport. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Paris.
For the first time, the Army will allow women into its grueling 2-month-long Ranger course. Army Secretary John McHugh says about 60 women will take part in the course starting in April. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
Ranger training includes obstacle courses and 12-mile marches at Fort Benning, Georgia. Then it's off to the mountains where soldiers rappel down cliffs and mount combat patrols. Then to the swamps of Florida for jungle exercises. It's some of the Army's toughest training, and only about 40% of soldiers make it through. Both men and women will have to meet the same standards. General Ray Odierno, the Army's chief of staff, says allowing women into the Ranger course is a pilot project, part of an effort by Army leaders to determine whether women should be allowed to serve in those ground combat jobs that are currently closed, infantry, armor, and artillery. Pentagon leaders want to open up those combat jobs to women by January of next year. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
The number of people filing initial claims for jobless benefits took a bump up last week, though it's likely much of that was due to the end of the holiday season and with it some temporary hiring. Labor Department says initial claims for unemployment benefits rose by 19,000 to a seasonally adjusted 316,000. On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 106 points to 17,320. The NASDAQ was down 68 points. You're listening to NPR. According to a scientific analysis, there may be no viable technological alternative to the mass gathering of data by the National Security Agency, a practice that can allow analysts access to communications whose significance may only become apparent years later. In an 85-page analysis, the National Research Center does not take a position on the merits of bulk intelligence gathering. The Obama administration requested the study in the wake of surveillance revelations last year by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden. The group was asked to look for effective software alternatives to bulk phone collection. 20 people were questioned today in round two of the hunt for jurors to decide the fate of accused Boston Marathon bomber Zahar Tsarnaev. As NPR's Toby Smith reports, the judge is trying to weed out those who would be unwilling to even consider imposing the death penalty.
One juror said he changed his mind since filling out the questionnaire last week and now realizes he could not impose the death penalty. Another seemed to soften when pressed, saying she couldn't do it except maybe if her own child was killed. In order to make the jury, candidates have to be open to the death penalty as well as to whether Tsarnaev is guilty. Several jurors said they already formed opinions on that, one saying he, quote, can't imagine any evidence that would change how he feels. Another said it would be tough to put aside emotion since his wife is a nurse who treated victims of the blast. The judge is not publicizing who makes the cut to the final round. He says he doesn't want other prospective jurors to be coached by the outcomes. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
Crude oil futures prices fell $2.23 a barrel to close at $46.25 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.